This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. The Flathead County Commissioners unanimously voted to ban the use of fireworks throughout the county on both public and private lands due to a weekend forecast that calls for warm temperatures and sustained winds. Yesterday morning's decision cancels fireworks displays on Flathead Lake and a popular private show put on by former San Francisco 49ers owner Eddie DiBartolo Jr. at his Candy Bar Ranch near Whitefish. Whitefish Fire Chief Joe Page canceled that city's fireworks display, which is set off from a barge on Whitefish Lake. In both 2013 and 2014, a fire started on that barge. The city planned to use fireproof decking this year to avoid a repeat fire. Many other counties in western Montana have banned fireworks, as has Butte Silver Bow County and the town of Deer Lodge. A public show in Butte and Missoula will go on as scheduled. Highway funding will likely be near the top of the congressional agenda when business resumes after the holiday break. That's because the Highway Trust Fund will run out of money late this month or early next. It receives money from federal fuel taxes and funds several accounts, including the one that pays for road construction. Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke says he hopes for a long-term solution that can be hammered out.
A lot of these projects have been delayed. Uncertainty causes greater cost. And so, I'm looking for some solutions to have a long-term highway bill, and I'm working with all parties to come up with some ideas. I don't sit on that committee, but certainly have an influence because Montana, we have a lot of infrastructure and a lot of roads, and roads are important to Montana.
Long-term funding of the trust has proven elusive. Politicians don't want to anger constituents by hiking gas taxes or enacting billions of dollars in spending cuts. So instead, they've opted for a series of short-term funding extensions. If Congress can't reach an agreement this summer, that raises the possibility of a transportation construction shutdown at the height of construction season. The founder of a Montana club for the ultra-rich will stay in jail until a federal judge is satisfied that he understands what happened to the money from a Mexican resort sold in violation of a court order. Tim Blixeth has spent more than 2 months in jail since U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon found him in contempt for not accounting for the 2011 Tamarindo Resort sale. After a hearing yesterday, it's clear Blixeth won't be freed anytime soon. Haddon told attorneys for Blixeth and the Yellowstone Club's creditors he may appoint an independent examiner to scrutinize thousands of disputed documents. Haddon ordered a trial-like hearing to decide whether Blixeth has accounted for the sale proceeds. He gave attorneys until July 10th to decide how much time they need to prepare. A second complaint has been lodged with the state contending the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes omitted reports of their lobbying efforts at the Montana legislature this year. The complaint says the CSKT should have disclosed in lobbying reports their contributions to the lobbying organization Farmers and Ranchers for Montana. FARM acted in favor of the Flathead Indian Reservation Water Compact that passed through the legislature this session. A tornado picked up a single wide trailer in eastern Montana and threw it onto a storage shed about 60 feet away, injuring a 79-year-old man and his dog. The National Weather Service in Glasgow says a storm unleashed a tornado with winds estimated at 100 miles an hour and dropped hail of up to 2 inches in diameter. The city of Whitefish has canceled its 4th of July public fireworks display, citing a fire weather watch for tomorrow, issued by the National Weather Service. The Weather Service says to expect high temperatures, low humidities, and gusty winds from the Flathead Valley through Missoula to south of Dillon. Communities included in the fire weather watch include Eureka, Libby, Polson, Seeley Lake, Hamilton, and Butte. The city of Whitefish also yesterday banned private use of fireworks, as did Flathead County. There are numerous fireworks bans in effect across western Montana, including Missoula, Ravalli, Lake, and Lincoln counties. At this time, the federal government is only tracking one major wildfire in Montana. That's the Glacier Rim Fire, just south of Glacier National Park. Authorities say that's now 45% contained, and they've reduced the number of people working on it from 120 to 85. Helicopters are continuing to work on the fire. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke met Wednesday with crews fighting that fire. He says the fact that it's burning in an area that caught fire in 2003 is evidence that comprehensive forest management reform is needed.
The Forest Service, through threats of lawsuits, wasn't able to salvage the timber. And so there's timber standing now, it's on fire again. And it's difficult to put a crew in because the timber standing is danger. We should make sure that we reduce the fuel load of our forest down, and this is return to healthy forests.
Critics say Zinke's Resilient Federal Forests Act, the measure he co-signed, undermines environmental laws and blocks the public's right to challenge bad projects. Zinke says the bill encourages cooperative forest management planning. He expects a floor vote on the bill sometime next week. Low water levels have state wildlife officials reducing fishing hours in certain western and southwestern Montana waterways heading into the Independence Day weekend. Beginning today, fishing won't be allowed from 2 p.m. to midnight on the Bitterroot and Blackfoot Rivers, as well as certain parts of Silver Bow and Flint Creeks and the Clark Fork River. The restrictions also apply to the entire length of the Jefferson River and entire length of the Big Hole River, except for the stretch from Dickey Bridge to the Maiden Rock fishing access site. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks fisheries managers say an afternoon heat combined with the low water flows stress the fish. Fisheries manager Pat Saffel says the restrictions are being put into place much earlier in the year than usual. The reduced fishing hours will be in place until further notice. The leader of the Little Shell Band of Chippewa Indians says new rules for recognition of Native American groups could ease the way for the landless Montana tribe to be formally acknowledged by the U.S. government. The Interior Department rules aim to reform a process widely considered broken after recognition petitions from the Little Shell and other tribes languished for decades. Tribal Chair Gerald Gray says the changes finalized this week show a better understanding among officials that many tribes dispersed after European settlement instead of signing treaties and moving to reservations. Montana officials recognized the tribe in 2000. Gray says it now has more than 6,000 enrolled members. Formal recognition by the U.S. would make the Little Shell eligible for education, health care, housing grants, and other benefits. Government researchers have lost their license to a set of radio frequencies used to track more than 100 radio-collared wolves and elk at Yellowstone National Park. Yellowstone biologist Doug Smith said yesterday that new licensee Northwestern Energy is letting the research work continue, allowing the park to avoid more than $450,000 in estimated costs to restart the program. Smith says radio signals from collared wildlife experienced interference this past winter after Northwestern acquired the frequencies, but researchers still could track the animals. The license used by the park accidentally was allowed to expire several years ago. Park Service emails obtained by the group Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility show officials were concerned the loss of monitoring data would jeopardize years of science on wolves and the elk herds they prey upon. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.